I'd like to welcome you to this workshop. It's entitled Moving the National Strategic Plan Forward for Consumer Horticulture Research and Education and Extension. This workshop is sponsored by the Consumer Horticulture and Master Gardener Working Group. Thank you very much for being here. I'm going to give you a little bit of the history of this project. We really got started way back in 2012 when Dr. Lucy Bradley invited a group of us to a workshop, a grant writing workshop. It was a two-day workshop. There were about 10 people there. And the goal was to walk out of the workshop with a grant proposal ready to submit. Well, we hit that workshop with great enthusiasm, and we struggled. First, we struggled to locate a national or even a regional funding source that would support the kind of work we're doing. And because we were all relying on local money, our research and extension efforts tended to be very locally based, and we struggled to develop common goals and objectives that we could coalesce around. But we felt like the conversation was very worthwhile, and Rick Durham suggested that we form a SERA. Now, a SERA is a Southern Extension and Research Activity. These are sponsored by the Southern Association of Agricultural Experiment Station Directors. They can provide some funding for you to travel and meet once a year. And we developed a SERA, and we used the structure of the SERA called Landscapes and Gardens for Better Living to keep meeting and to keep talking. In 2013, about the middle of the year, Lucy Bradley said we need a national strategic plan, and we all cringed. The job just seemed way too big. But the more we talked and the more we worked together, the more important that seemed to be. So at ASHS in Florida last year, we proposed creating a plan and presented a process to create that plan. Dr. Buick took command of us, and we began the process in January of 2015. Now, the process is pretty simple. You pull a steering committee together, and you make that committee as diverse as possible, and they create a draft of the plan. Then the plan is presented to the stakeholders, that's you, and the plan is deconstructed and then reconstructed with your stakeholder input. That's what we're going to be doing here today. The steering committee that developed the plan was quite diverse. If you're in this room and I call your name off on the steering committee, can you raise your hand so we can take a look? That's Ellen Bowski of the UGA Center for Urban Agriculture, Tom Buick, National Program Leader of Plant System Production at NEPA, in the corner there, Mark Broxson of Proven Winners, Lucy Bradley, Extension Specialist at North Carolina State University, and Rick Durham, Consumer Hort Specialist at the University of Kentucky. Mary Gattani, consultant with, and she works with the American Community Gardening Association. That's Bob Kellum. He's retired from the EPA, and he's an Extension Master Gardener volunteer. Gail Angeletto. She's an associate professor and extension specialist at Oregon State University. Penny McBride of Vertical Harvest. Mary Meyer, horticulture professor at the University of Minnesota. Margaret Pooler of the U.S. National Arboretum. Casey Sklar, the executive director of the American Public Gardens Association. And finally, Jen Tedeschi, the Executive Director of the National Gardening Association.